thing I noticed is that on your three albums, you've had a different producer, different production team each time. Tell me about, you know, your choice to work with the guy you work with this time around, and, you know, why you changed producers.
Well, basically, I just changed because it's whatever I'm feeling at that time. I don't like to lock myself in. You know what I mean? There's a lot of great artists who use the same producer over and over. And, you know, sometimes it can become repetitious in a way. You know what I mean? Not to say that I couldn't have worked with Rick till now. You know, it's just that it just happened that I changed. You know, they always, a lot of times, you know, it's just, it might be personal reasons. Sometimes it's professional reasons. But it just always seems like it's time for somebody new when it's time to make a new album.
And you're more involved in the production on this album, right?
I've been involved with the production since the first album. I'm 21.
Oh, okay. All right. Because you were like 15, 16 when I Need a Beat came out?
16.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about, you know, about the differences of this album. I mean, you know, I mean, not hearing the whole thing myself. Is it more of what we can expect from LL Cool J?
No, it's never more of what you can expect. It's just like, you know, you might expect me to throw fastballs and I throw curves. You see what I'm saying? Because that's just the way I am, just like type of guy to single. A lot of people expecting me to come out yelling and screaming my head off with a fast track. Not that kind of fast track, you know, a more busy, maybe Public Enemy sounding track or something like that with me yelling or something. But I didn't want to do that, come out first, you know. I just like throwing curves. You know, you can never predict what I'm going to do. Unpredictable as far as it being, it's LL, you know, the album is me, but it's probably not what you would expect. You know, it's just what you got to hear because that's all I'm giving you.
It's funny because, I mean, there are a lot of rappers who they get real famous because they'll tap into, like, one style and, like, really work to mastering that one style. And you got, you know, three, four, five pretty distinctly different things that you do.
Yeah, well, I got different styles. I got my Cali style, my love song style, and then my other, you know, the LL thing. So I do my thing, you know, but it's just that this is what I want to do. You know, I just like to be different, and I do whatever I feel. I'm not scared. And it doesn't bother me to do something different, you know? So that's it.
You like the image of kind of living on the edge? I mean, like, for example, I'm the type of guy is, you know, it's not the kind of guy that most fellas would like to be their, you know, their friend, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I love that. I love that. You know, I'm like J.R. Human in this game.
Oh, okay.
You see what I'm saying? But, you know, but then again, check this out here. If you're an insecure person, an insecure fellow, when you're with your woman, you're going to feel like the victim. You see what I'm saying? But if you're not, you might feel like the perpetrator. You know what I mean? You might feel like the person who's doing this. See, you can put yourself in either place. The problem is a lot of people aren't real with themselves. A lot of people are insecure, more insecure than others, so they can't put themselves in the place of the guy who's speaking. They got to be the guy who's getting disrespected in the song, the guy who's getting, you know, who's being the jerk. You see what I'm saying? That's the problem. You know what I mean? Put yourself in my shoes. Be me. You see what I'm saying? That's why I tell people, just like when I made I'm Bad, you know, I'm not beefing with you. Why don't you be me? Why don't you, don't be scared to say what I'm saying. You see? That's the whole difference.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny because, I mean, you think of a song like I Need Love.
Yeah, be me. Yeah, they were me then.
Right.
Yeah, he's so sensitive. Oh, yeah, that's like me, you know. In a way, a lot of people, oh, yeah, baby, I need love, blah, blah. Oh, but you can't say I'm that type of guy. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, be me now. You know what I mean? Don't be scared. A lot of people are scared to say what I say.
Now, are you, I mean, like in real life, are you all of these characters, or is there one character that you're more like than another?
I'm those characters when I write those songs.
Okay.
Whatever character I am now, that's how I am now. I'm a schizo.
Oh, okay.
I go from one mood to the other, one emotion to the other, one way to another. My mood swings and everything. That's just the way I am.
But like, do you have like a steady girl? Are you looking for a steady girl? Are you looking to just go out and be that type of guy?
No, yes.
Okay, all right, good enough. Dwayne Simon, the guy you work with, now he was one third of the LA Posse.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess you and he still had a pretty decent rapport.
Yeah, exactly.
Now Bobcat's gone off and he's done kind of like a remake of I Need Love. Now, are you too cool with that? Are you cool with him doing that? Or?
That's on Bob. If that's what turned Bobcat on when he was in the studio, that's what turned him on.
Okay.
That's all I have to say about that.
All right. How's D-Love doing, by the way?
He's cool. He's recovering nicely.
Is he going to be able to go out on the road with you?
I believe so.
Okay. This is the second time somebody, is he just in the wrong place at the wrong time?
I don't know, man.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I saw that little signal you gave. I forget what show it was. One of the award shows. You said hello.
American Music.
Okay.
Soul Train. Right. The new Soul Train.
Rap always been about battling. It's always been about, you know, you've always had songs on your album talking about how you're better than the other guys and other guys trying to take your title and so forth.
I know what you're saying.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Like even on the one I heard today, It Gets No Rougher. I mean, that's the same kind of thing. Have you, in fact, had a battle on a stage with the DJ where it was you and him one-on-one? Or?
Not really. Long time ago when I was young. When I was about 15, maybe the summer before I made my first record, I had a little battle with this kid. But not really. I mean, every now and then I run into a guy in the mall who just swear I'm making records and can't rhyme or something like that. And but aside from that, no, not really. You know?
Would you,
would I have a battle?
Would you have?
No, unless it was forced on me. Yeah. I wouldn't chicken out. Yeah, well, no, he's talking about this kind of battle. He's not talking about records and all that. That's the whole different story. Because then I'm battling every other person who makes records, not just rappers.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, because when I was, like, asking specifically, it was, like, on stage, you know? I mean, obviously...
No, I'm not. I'm really and truly, to be honest. No, I'm not. I'm not really too hip, too keen on that. I don't want to battle nobody, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or...
Now, how do you think about the... How do you feel about, you know, the fact that people are always taking shots at you? People trying to say, you know, that you're like a false king and that you, like...
False king.
You know what I'm saying?
When did I ever say I was a king?
Well, you always say, I mean, like, you know, even on this song, you know, the throne is yours and if you want to take my throne, that kind of thing. I mean,
that's one song, you know what I mean? But you can't forget about the other 19 songs. You can't, like, focus on that. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because I'm that type of guy. It has nothing to do with them. One Shot of Love has nothing to do with them. Two Different Worlds has nothing to do with them. You're My Heart has nothing to do with them. Change Your Ways has nothing to do with them. Crime Stories has nothing to do with them. It's so many songs on there that have nothing to do with that. Tina has nothing to do with that. You know what I mean? I mean, it's a lot of songs that have nothing to do with that. Those songs that do, that's just what time it is. That's how I felt. How do I feel about guys taking pop shots at me?
Yeah.
Take pop shots at the mic, man. Please. You see what I'm saying? Don't take pop shots at me, because I'm not going to buy your records. See what I'm saying? So it's no need of trying to talk about me. Well, you think I'm going to go buy your record? I'm not buying your record. So don't talk about me. Talk about something that's going, you know, do something. That's the way I feel about it. You know, it doesn't, but aside from that, we was just talking about that upstairs. You know, if that's the way they feel, that's the way they feel. Why? Who knows? You know what I mean? Are they insecure? I don't know. Who knows?
Do you wish that Kumari would stop talking about you?
Come on, man. At this point, it's like, yo, he's like a drug addiction or something, man. He's like a monkey on my back, man. It ain't nothing to me no more, man. I don't care about that. I never cared about that. You see what I'm saying? Because when type of guy is out and I'm not beefing and I'm not yelling and screaming like everybody expected me to do, I feel fine. You see what I'm saying? Because I'm not worried about them. I'm not competing with them. You see what I'm saying? And that doesn't just stand for him. That stands for all of them guys. You see what I'm saying? They in their game. They did self-destruction. All I did was write a little bit of self-destruction for MC Light. I wasn't involved. I don't want to be involved with the rappers. I don't like the other rappers. I don't want to be their friend. I don't want to be nothing to them at all because I don't care about them. You know what I mean? It doesn't mean anything to me. I don't want to be friends with no rappers, period. Because that's the way it is. It's like I don't see no reason for Tyson and Spinks to go out and have a drink together before the fight. It doesn't make sense to me for Leonard and Hearns to go have a drink tonight. You know what I mean? Upstairs at the cafe and be talking, sipping champagne with three honeys. And then next week trying to beat each other's brains out. So we might as well establish the fact now. You see what I'm saying? In the Old West, when an outlaw came into town dressed in black, he didn't say hello to nobody. Because he never know who he going to have to shoot. So I'm not involved with that. I don't care about them.
Oh, okay. All right. So yeah, I was going to ask you about the self-destruction thing. I heard that you had written the thing for it. Now, why would you participate even that far?
Because I happened to be in the studio that night working on my own project. Happened to go upstairs. They happened to be there. They just happened to be there. I wasn't even supposed to be there. MC Light seemed like she was having a little problems. I seen mostly fellas involved. So I quickly jotted down something for in a few minutes. 2-5 minutes, whatever it took, you know.
Did you know her beforehand?
I knew her a little bit, but I mean, we're not lovers or something. I mean, it ain't even close to that. You know what I mean? It's just like, I know her, but I just felt like she was a girl and I wanted to help her a little bit. You know what I mean? Because that's the type of person I am.
One thing that's interesting is...
If she was a guy, I wouldn't have helped her.
Oh, okay. One thing that's kind of interesting about just watching, you know, rap evolve over the last 12 years is it's been real hard for people to have like a long-term career. You know what I'm saying? Like Curtis Blow was hot at the beginning and he's gone. Run DMC were really hot and they've kind of fallen off a little bit. Maybe they'll come back, maybe they won't. You've managed to kind of change with the times, you know, and have like a little bit different sound every time you come out. Do you think that's going to be the key to you?
That's the one thing that I cannot even speak on. See what I'm saying? I could fall tomorrow or last forever. You see what I'm saying? Because my motto in this game is nothing lasts a lifetime, but nothing lasts forever, but it can last a lifetime. Because a lifetime ain't forever. See what I'm saying? So that's how it is. You know, I'm just going to keep making these records. But the day I feel like people aren't liking my records and I'm not doing the right thing, I'm retiring. You're not going to have to worry about me falling off. You're not going to have to worry about me making ridiculous attempts to come back and being an idiot and looking stupid and tripping and stumbling. You see what I'm saying? Because once it's not steady anymore, I'm finished. I'm finished. You know what I mean? So that's that.
I was going to ask you if you are working, you know, writing or producing any other
records. No, of course not. Of course not. I gotta concentrate on myself. That's another problem with these guys. They make two records and think it's time to produce everybody. What do you mean? You know what I mean? I gotta concentrate on me. All I care about is me in this game.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Don't come to me with your demo. Because if you come to me with your demo, I'm gonna pass it to Bill Adler. Because I'm not gonna try to help you because I wanna make it. I haven't got where I wanna get yet. I'm hungry.
Now, how big do you? I mean, you double platinum the last time, right?
Don't matter.
How big do you wanna get? What are your goals?
Man. Just enough respect, man. Enough respect.
You don't think you've got...
No. Enough I didn't get where I want to get yet.
I'll tell them about, you know, Michael Jackson, George Michael.
I know about that, but, you know, bigger than that. Just like the whole world, man.
What was he talking about? What is this?
I want to be as bigger than Michael Jackson.
Okay. You want to have that kind of crossover success?
Don't have to be crossover. I just want to be that big.
Oh, okay.
I don't care if I sell it to people, to the Aborigines over in Australia somewhere. I don't care where. I just want to be that big, man.
Okay. Okay. Well, let's talk about some of the songs. You know, it's, we can talk about the ones I heard. I guess now Tina, is that the one? Tina Got a Big Old Butt, So I'm Leaving You.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the title?
Mm-hmm.
Now, is this just comic relief, or is this
It's comic. It's just a funny thing. it's just a funny thing. Straight up from the heart. It's just funny. You know what I mean? It's just a funny thing. Oh, that's the telephone ringing on the radio. So all you people, don't worry. We're in a hotel room. Come on, Bill, his tape's rolling.
All right, bye. One thing that happens a lot, you know, is like people on the outside who probably wouldn't buy a rap record, you know, like journalists and stuff, they'll listen to a song like that and they think, you know, negative role model, negative image, that kind of thing, but they don't understand that there is a place, you know, for just...
I mean, is Andrew Dice Clay negative, really, or is he funny? You know, is Eddie Murphy negative or is he funny? I mean, come on, man, everything ain't all about the Cosby Show, man. I'm not living the Cosby life. You see what I'm saying? So what I say, you know, a song like that, just take it as being funny. You know, stop always, you know, some of the critics got to stop worrying about negativity and it's always negative. And so, you know, this is just, I mean, is Tyson a positive role model? Really? Knocking people's heads off for money? Is that really positive? Yeah, I'm going to put his head, I'm going to destroy him. You know what I mean? Let's just... Stop taking everything so literal and just take it for what it is. It's a song.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just a song.
Right.
That's it.
Okay. All right. What are the choices, do you think? What are the contenders for, like, the second single, third single?
Album. The album's coming out. I mean, Type of God wasn't even, like, the best song or the song that's the major song on the album or nothing. I'm sure you know that from the little you heard, but I don't know what you heard. But that wasn't, like, the big record or nothing. That's just a record, you know. When the album comes out, whatever people like, if they like anything, that's it, you know.
Now, it's funny because when you get big, when you get in the public eye, it seems like people who make up rumors always want to put you with the rumors. Like, for example, like with the Troop Jacket thing last year and all that kind of stuff. I mean, how do you feel about the way people plug you into that?
People are stupid, man. A lot of guys and people in general are just... They just want to say what they want to say. You know what I mean? I mean, I could walk down the street and save a lady from getting hit by a car, and the next week they'll be saying LL ran over a pregnant lady or something and kept going. You know what I mean? It's like, that's just the way people are. So you can't really, I don't worry about that, man. I can't listen to that. That's primitive tactics, man.
Okay. Tell me about this thing in Africa that we heard so much about. I mean, you being, you know, what, crowned a chief and putting up the money for the hospital, all that kind of stuff. And what was that all about?
That's what I felt from the heart. That's how I felt.
I mean, how did it happen? I mean, you went down there.
I went down there, seen the kids. Excuse me. They looked, you know, like they needed a Christmas, and I tried to provide one for them. No, I haven't really been following it. I've been so busy. Okay. Been so busy.
Okay. Now tell me, I mean, you told me you have 20 songs on a single album, and they're all like 4 minutes long, average. Now, how does that, isn't there like a limit to how much you can put on?
Yeah, there's a limit, but I mean, we just had to bring the sound down just a little bit, just so we can squeeze all those songs on. But basically, at this day and age, the way CDs and cassettes are selling, you know, the vinyl, you know, isn't as important. It's very important. It's always important. But I'm saying, we just squeezed all the songs on one piece of vinyl. But on a cassette, they all got room to breathe, and it's cool.
Right. Now, see, you got plenty of room.
Oh, plenty.
Yeah. Okay. All right. The ballads. Now, I heard one ballad, One Shot of Love, I guess, is Two Different Worlds a ballad also?
Yeah.
Now, how many ballads you have on this album?
It's three.
Okay. Now, is this like a direct kind of thing? I mean, I Need Love, because you had a ballad on the first album.
Yeah. And it's, yeah. Yeah, two of them.
Okay. Now, is this just a, you know, a natural extension of that, or is this,
no, this
Need
is
Love was the big hit? Let me.
No, it's just a natural extension. It's just a natural thing. I love ballads. I had two on my first album, one on my second, and I got three on my third.
Were you surprised when I Need Love crossed over?
Well, I wasn't really surprised. I was happy. You know, if you're surprised, that means you were underestimating yourself. But I was real happy. But now I'm not even concerned about that. I want to move on, man. You know.
Are you competitive by nature, do you think? Do you think it's important for you to have, like, the biggest album of the year, the biggest single of the year?
Nah. That's not really too important. As long as I do work. As long as I feel comfortable. As long as 2 or 3 kids out of 10 come up to me and say, yo, like that album, man. I'm cool.
2 or 3 out of 10.
I'm cool. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm cool. I don't need to. I don't have to be the man. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know, as far as that's concerned. You know, but I mean, if I can't be the man, I don't want to do it at all. In a way, you see what I'm saying? But as far as like the size of the records, that's not always being a man. You see what I'm saying? Because Tone Loc got incredible big records, but to a lot of kids, not me. A lot of kids, he ain't the man. You see what I'm saying? It's like you can have the biggest records but not be the man. You know, there's so that's you know, I like to be the man. You know what I mean? But I don't have to have the biggest records.
You think you're the best rapper working today? Would you
No.
Do you
I can't say that.
Okay.
I don't know who is the best. Because somewhere in the basement there's somebody who can knock everybody on the airwaves flat on their face. You see what I'm saying? But I tell you this, I'll do what I gotta do. You know, you got to give some to get some. They got to come strong.
Yeah. Because one song I heard on here, I heard you do something that I hadn't heard before. Why do you think they call it dope when you started getting to, like, the real quick stuff?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, am I right? Is this, like, the first time that you've done that on wax?
Yeah, that's the first time I did that tripling up. Yeah, I call that tripling.
Now, is that something you, I mean, is that...
That's something I thought of. Yeah, it is. I thought of that on a tour last year on the bus. I had a record called Tripling Up the Words. And then I just put some of the lyrics in that song.
Is that something like you had to work on? You know?
Nah.
It just quick, natural.
Just did it.
Okay, all right. Now, getting back to the thing with you and women, because I mean you're like, you know, renowned as this sex symbol, and the characters, just like, you know, if you read the magazines and all that kind of stuff, and the characters in your song,
they're always
your songs are always getting all the women. Now, is this I mean, you know, let's be a little bit real. I know you can't be all the way real, but
I'm all real.
Okay.
I'm always real. I've been real with you since we started.
Okay, but I mean it's
Bill Gum.
How is LL's love life? How would you describe your rapport with women? I mean, is it like a woman every night? Is it a woman every 6 weeks? I mean, what's happening?
Oh, you mean like the steady pace of it? Well, I mean, I don't know, you know. I'm free, man. I practice safe sex and I feel free, man.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's all.
Do you still, do you, would you like to be involved in a steady kind of a thing? Would you?
But nope.
So I need love is like...
I need love. I needed it at that time. I still need love. Mm-hmm. I need people to love me. Oh. See what I'm saying? And that's what it's all about. You know what I'm saying?
But not like a heavy one-on-one kind of...
Not at this particular point. At this point, man, I gotta relax, man. You know, half, man. Half. That's my, half. Three quarters, even.
Right. Well, what about sometime in your life? I mean, would you like
Of course. I would love a family. I love some little Kango wearing kids running around.
Do you have any kids now?
No.
Okay, that you know about.
No. I don't have any, period.
All right. Now, is Kango getting you any money now?
Kango don't give me a red cent.
Because you've been wearing their stuff for...
I love it.
What is it about the Kango that attracts you to it?
I don't know. I just like it. I just like Kangos. I've been wearing them since I was 14, mm-hmm. and it's just my thing. Like on my new album cover, I don't even wear Kango. I'm wearing a different kind of hat. It looks similar to a Kango. But it's not a Kango. But and in my video I'm not wearing a Kango. But in like times like this and for the rest of my career, when I'm just relaxing, lounging, I'm wearing a Kango. You know, it's just as far as like TV and stuff, I don't want people to keep seeing me in that hat because, you know, they're used to it.
Right.
But like right now I'm gonna be relaxing my Kango.
Now what do you think of your public image? I mean, among rap fans, your image is real solid, but, you know, it's like somebody made a comment about you being on one of the award shows and grabbing yourself and that kind of
thing. Oh, come on. You know what I mean? Come on. Don't be so finicky, you know? I mean, that's the type of person that gets up from the table, walks three blocks to burp, man. Come on, man.
Okay.
I can't. I'm not worried about that nonsense. Come on, man.
Everything
is so, with everybody's so, ooh, he did this, ooh, he did that. What did you do? You know what I'm saying? What did you do to get children?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay.
Dan.
Yeah.
Just, could you wrap it up sometime soon?
Oh, sure. Okay, I'm sorry.
All right, I'm sorry, too.
It's all right. we're almost there. I wish I could.
Lifestyles are fake.
You're talking about particular.
Yeah, lifestyles are the fake and finicky, man. That's all.
Right. Okay.
They're pressing buttons. Buggin', wildin', buggin'. Ha 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 ha. Ha ha. Please, man. Go ahead.
All right.
And I mean that literally.
The song Jealous, what's that about? I didn't.
Jealous is dedicated to whoever's jealous. If you're a jealous person, it can be, as of course the press is going to do, it could be the me talking to the rappers. Or it can be you talking to your wife. It could be jealousy in general. Jealousy is a hateful God, merciless and mean, man. You know?
All right. Do you have any thoughts on what the second or third single might be? So we could...
No, it isn't going to be none of that. It's just going to be the album. The album's coming out, man.
But you're not, I mean, there's going to be a second single.
Whatever the radio picks, whatever people like, who knows?
Russell will know. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because since I haven't heard it, I thought I could get him to talk about it so we could use it later on.
What's likely, Al?
Russell's talking about Big Ol' Butt, but you can't be certain, man.
You already talked about Big Ol' Butt, though.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let me wrap it up.
What about Jingling Baby? You talked about Jingling Baby?
Yeah. What's is supposed to be pretty out there. What's that one about?
Jingling Baby is about the girls with the big bamboo earrings and stuff, and basically it goes from me doing my braggadocio thing, bragging about myself, all of a sudden flipping into, boom. You know, forget all the MCs who like to mingle. Yo, baby, let me see your earrings jingle. And they go, jingling, baby, go ahead, baby. It's jingling, baby, go ahead, baby. You know what I'm saying? Like that. So that's like all about the earrings jingling.
Now, what would inspire you to write that?
Because I'm looking at all these girls. I mean, you want me to be honest with you? I had a young lady, you know what I'm saying? I was on a romantic tip with her. Finish, get up, come back, she gets up, and her earrings are jingling. You see what I'm saying? Like, chilling, fling. She's getting up, and I'm like, they're jingling, baby. So from then on, it was like a jingling thing for me, you know? Girls jingling, their earrings be jingling.
Okay.
I love it. Just keep your earrings on. That's all I'm saying. All right. That's my job. Keep your earrings on.